Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
First this morning, air raid sirens have sounded over Tel Aviv today, with the Israeli military saying it has intercepted at least one incoming missile. The Israeli military and Hezbollah have exchanged heavy fire across the border between Israel and Lebanon overnight, defying international calls for a de-escalation in the conflict. Well, the United Nations Security Council will hold an emergency meeting today to discuss this escalating violence in Lebanon. And for more on this, we're joined by Nabi Boulos, who is Middle East Bureau Chief for the LA Times. Nabi, thank you for joining us again on the programme. Just going back to that strike I mentioned in Tel Aviv this morning, Israel has said it's the first time ever an Hezbollah missile reached Tel Aviv. How much of an escalation is that in your view?
Well, I mean, it should be said that Hezbollah has long vowed that for any strike against Beirut, or more accurately, the Hezbollah-dominated neighborhoods of Beirut, right, that would be met with either an attack on an Israeli city like Haifa or one like Tel Aviv. So, I mean, of course, in the context of what's happening in the last few days, this is indeed an escalation. We're talking about a ballistic missile that was thrown, that was lobbed at Tel Aviv. So that is a big deal. However, with that being said, it is part of a continuum of escalation we've seen really increase in the last week.
Mm-hmm. So you would expect to see that happening again, because Hezbollah said it was launched in defense of Lebanon and its people, as you have described there. It's an eye for an eye here. Would you expect to see more of these missiles from Lebanon targeting Tel Aviv?
For sure. I mean, the fact of the matter is that for the most part, Hezbollah has actually been trying to, remain in this halfway war that they've been waging for the last 11 months or so. And so, I mean, this escalation does not serve their purpose, right? They do not want to see the country plunged into a wider war. But because they are in the situation now of an amplified, number of attacks by the Israelis against Hezbollah, right, they have to find some way to respond that seems meaningful for their base. And these missiles against Tel Aviv and other major Israeli cities, that's a part of that.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about what's happening in Beirut? We have seen people on the road traveling from the south. Are they going as far as the city?
Well, so right now, actually, I can tell you that I'm actually in the south. I'm now in the city of Tyre, and I had actually left Beirut this morning and went to Tyre, and now I'm on the way back to Beirut. And as you can imagine, here, some places it's actually interesting. In some places there is panic, and others there is absolute calm. So in Tyre, for example, I actually managed to find people in some of the markets, right? They're actually buying vegetables and fruits, their daily shopping, and others are just packing up their car with whatever they have of their lives and heading to Beirut as fast as possible. Now, if you can compared to, let's say, the bedlam from 2 days ago, right, when you had really just tens of thousands of people on the streets and there was gridlock for about 7 hours, right? It is not that at this point, right? People have mostly evacuated already towards Beirut and Syria and other parts of Lebanon in the north. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's very much a depressing situation.
So we had that description when we were talking about this earlier in the week of both sides of the road. So the two lanes going south and the two lanes going north, all filled with cars trying to get away from the south. You're saying that has calmed now?
Yes. For example, today, actually, I managed to get to Tyre really about an hour and a half. Now, of course, to be said, I was heading south, so towards the area of conflict, right? And so it makes sense that it would be empty. At the same time, even the way, north was not that full, I have to admit to you. So things have calmed down to a great extent when it comes to the evacuations. And the reason why this is so is because most people have already evacuated, should be said.
Now, on the evacuation of foreign nationals from Lebanon, the Irish government has advised people from here to leave now while the commercial flights are still operating. The UK, Nabi, beginning to deploy troops to Cyprus to assist. Is there any sign of panic in that regard to move people while those commercial flights are still going ahead?
Well, the main issue is that many airlines have already canceled their flights to Beirut Airport. And in fact, I believe now the main... one of two companies that still operate is Middle East Airlines, which is the state-run airline here in Lebanon. So there are still flights. They are still available. People are still coming back and forth. But of course, tickets are harder and harder to come by because of so many cancellations and because obviously... and people are rushing out. So, for example, actually, my wife was actually trying to get a flight out of the country, and she managed to only get it for 3 days later, for example, right? Mm-hmm. Everything else was sold out, and it was quite expensive. Now, again, this is changing, because if you compare the situation from, I think, when this first started on Monday to today, the feeling has calmed down. Of course, at the same time, it's a very dynamic situation. There's expectation that it might change at any moment. And in fact, just today, we heard news of this idea of a ground invasion coming to fruition. If that were to be the case, then we would see, obviously, much more movement outside the country.
What do you think is behind that sense of calm in some places? And I accept what you're saying, it's not the case right across the board. But why do you think, given that over 500 people have been killed so far, are people less panicked today?
Well, because most of that's happening is in the rural areas in the south and the east, right? It's not the major cities, it is towns and villages. Now, with that being said, of course, there are attacks on some of the major cities. I mean, for example, just now in Tier, I saw an airstrike hitting a building on its periphery, right? But at the same time, overall, right, the sense is that, things have changed or has not changed, but that, the brunt of the attack is in a certain area of the country, and that areas that are not within that, brunt of the attack area should be okay. Mm-hmm. Now, again, it's all very, very dynamic. It's changing really hour by hour. So, I mean, what I say now might not apply really like by day's end.
Yeah, understandable. So we'll be talking later in the programme about what's happening at a UN level, Nabi. Are people hopeful there of a UN or a US intervention, given that that hasn't been successful thus far? And that tells me that the line might be gone to Nabi, understandably, as he makes his way from southern Lebanon back to Beirut. But we were glad to talk to him for as long as we did.
I'm back here. Pardon me.
You're back. I was just asking you about hopes for a UN or US intervention, given that it hasn't been successful thus far.
Well, I think you said it right. The fact of the matter is it has not been successful for the last 11 months. And there's a real feeling that American diplomacy has failed, I think, spectacularly in terms of actually getting any kind of calm down or ceasefire. It would be, I think anyone would be hard pressed to expect the U.S. to do anything now, especially considering that they have failed so badly in Gaza. It's just impossible to imagine them being able to do anything when it comes to Lebanon, especially because, the fact remains, they actually support this action by Israel.
Okay, we leave it there, Nabi. Thank you for talking to us under difficult circumstances. Nabi Boulos there, Middle East Bureau Chief for the LA Times, speaking to us from southern Lebanon. Coming up next, buildings stalled on 50,000 apartments across Dublin. We'll have reaction and hopefully an explanation too.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.